Officials in many American cities say they want companies to turn empty office buildings into housing. These housing plans, known as office-to-housing conversions, can help downtown business areas that became empty as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Some policymakers consider conversions a way to increase the supply of less costly or affordable housing. Critics doubt the positive effects of these changes. In the fall of 2022, the Congressional Research Services, or CRS, released a report. The report noted that housing costs in the United States have become a big issue. That is because housing prices are high, housing supplies are limited, and mortgage interest rates are rising. The report noted that there have been some increases in new house building activities, but problems related to rising building costs and the availability of labor and materials remain. At the same time, vacancy rates at downtown office buildings continue to rise. Vacancy rates show how much unused office space there is. The real estate business, CBRE, said the vacancy rate was 12.2% in the last 3 months of 2019. The number increased to 17.8% in the first 3 months of 2023. Some places with the lowest use of office space include San Francisco with a vacancy rate of 29.4%, Houston at 23.6%, Philadelphia at 21.7%, and Washington, D.C. at 20.3%. As a result of limited housing supply and the increasing number of empty office buildings, a number of cities are offering lower taxes for building developers. These tax breaks aim to increase office-to-housing conversions. One requirement is that a set percentage of apartments are offered at below market prices. As a result of limited housing supply and the increasing number of empty office buildings, a number of cities are offering lower taxes for building developers. These tax breaks aim to increase office-to-housing conversions. One requirement is that a set percentage of apartments are offered at below market prices. In January, Pittsburgh announced it was accepting ideas to produce more affordable housing through the conversion of underutilized office space. Underutilized means that the space is not being used. In October, Boston released a plan aimed at improving downtown. The plan included a push for more housing, some of which would come from office conversions. And Seattle in Washington State launched a competition in April for downtown building owners and design companies to come up with conversion ideas. In Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser wants office-to-housing conversions to help repopulate the downtown area. Her plan, announced earlier this year, seeks to add 15,000 new residents downtown, adding to the approximately 25,000 who already live there. "We're not going to have as many workers downtown as we had before the pandemic," Bowser said earlier this year. "Our job is to make sure that we are getting more people downtown." But critics have doubts about the conversion push. Housing advocates worry that the affordable housing requirements could be reduced or pushed aside. Even supporters of the conversion say that giving tax breaks to big developers is not the best tool to reach their goals. "Developers who feel it's going to benefit their bottom line will do it without an incentive," said Erica Williams, director of the D.C. Fiscal Policy Institute. "This is a very costly proposal for an unproven program." And this increasing numbers of employers turn to hybrid work. Some question whether people will want to move to downtown areas if they are not required to work in an office every day. Last January, Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey said at the United States Conference of Mayors meetings in Washington, "You have to make downtown a neighborhood, somewhere that's living and playful and active." Chuck the Apricks of Downtown Economics, a development advisory company, said it can be difficult to get new residents in former downtown business areas. "The businesses that residents need are different from the businesses needed by daytime office workers." Such businesses include less costly food stores, childcare centers, pet supply shops, hardware stores, and auto repair businesses, and those places need to stay open past office hours. A lot of those services simply aren't available right now in small city downtowns or mid-sized city downtowns. You know, they close up at night, the Apricks said.